This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard the Auto World car. Climbing into the cockpit now. I hope you just grab that driver's door handle right now. The button, push it. Or pull it, whichever works. Open the driver's door, slide into the cockpit, sit back and relax. You're listening to Auto World here on GCN, Genesis Communications Network. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Good to have you along. And I just realized it's the second hour and that I did flip the open sign around now. So, but for some reason I forgot to... Takes four wood screws to make sure it doesn't fall again. There we go. Now I got it screwed in. It will not fall down. We are open and we are ready for your calls, your emails. And with that said, you know, if you really have a problem with the dog barking all night long, call me. I have an idea. I've got a dog. We know what it's all about, folks. See, all of us are living the same world. It's the auto world. Yes. I hope your week's been good, your month, maybe your year. If you've got something you'd like to share about, good or bad, I want to hear it all. Absolutely. The number here in Auto World, from the Auto World Plaza, sitting in the Greasy Garage Studio, that number, you can get right into the Greasy Garage Studio at any time. 855-660-4261, and or my email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and I've got... Boy, do I have a printed out stack of papers of emails. And we are going to share another email with you this second hour, of course, in here in Auto World. But I do appreciate you being with us. We've got a recall here this hour we're going to get to, and a battery builder. Got a little news on a battery builder this second hour. And, of course, why don't we just do it right now? I said the first hour something about how many were sold. And you were wondering the first hour, folks. See this gentleman in the first row here, he's got his hand up. He's got a question. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, just wait a minute. He wants to know how many were sold. Well, there it is. How many what? Cars. Okay, so here's the stats. Here's the facts. Stats, facts. It sounds like a baseball game here, but it's not. It's Auto World. Anyway, have you always wondered, did you buy a new car a year ago, 2 years ago, maybe just a month ago, maybe just today before the show? You bought a new car and you're sitting in it right now. Smelling the new car smell. Congratulations on your new car. I'd like to get a ride in it. Email me and let me know what your address is, and I'll be over Monday. Anyway, well, that's what the question's all about. How many were sold last year? All manufacturers, all of them. Even manufacturers you might not have ever even heard of. Car manufacturers, truck manufacturers. You know, the factories, the people that are building the cars, the metal, the fiberglass, the plastic. Ooh, last year, folks, 44 million vehicles left the assembly plants. 44 million. And out of 44 million, 367,000 of them were Teslas. There's a little bit of a different number for you. 44 million to 367,000 Teslas. If you think about that, the Tesla, 367,000, that's a lot of cars. But out of 44 million, that's just, as I call it, a speck of pepper. Tesla hasn't even touched the planet yet. But yet they are, because everywhere I go, I see Teslas. I was up in the woods here not too long ago, a couple days ago, and that when I'm talking about woods, I'm talking way, way up. You might, you know, we can do a little housekeeping, why not? My Instagram account. You can Instagram me. I'll Instagram you back. You can become a follower. I do appreciate it. I'll follow you. We can figure out what you and I are doing. Well, on my Instagram account, I did shoot out a picture of a goat that was on one of those mountains that I have hiked. And that goat says, nah. Well, he says, I don't want a car. Because they cost money and they got to get a loan. Because, as I said in the first hour, I think the average price of a loan is $36,077. With that said, I think 77 would be a good lucky number and need to go to Vegas. Anyway, that's how many were sold last year, 44 million. And I want to salute, yes, right hand, everybody in the first row. salute you for buying a car. Because it keeps the economy going. That's what keeps me going. Repairing them. Oh, yeah. I understand that the Tesla folks, they're going to do Battery Day here not too long. September 22nd, a little bit of automotive news here, Auto World Weekly News. In the second hour, Tesla's going to have Battery Day on September 22nd. What that's all about, and even if you don't like Tesla, and if you don't like electric car, you want them off the planet, you need to listen to up to this and also maybe tune in to the Battery Day announcement. Why? Well, because they're going to announce something big, I guess. See, like right now, some news is that their batteries in their cars supposedly go 500,000 miles. Now, that is not... That's the life of the battery, 500,000 miles. That's not that you can't charge it for 500,000 miles. You still have to keep charging it. But they go 500,000 miles. Now, come Battery Day, wouldn't that be sweet if they come out and say, yeah, our batteries are going to go a million miles now. Just keep charging it correctly, the charging stations, and they'll get a million miles out of it. Woo! Yeah! Congratulations. He just put me out of business. Anyway, and with that said, let's go now to the battery builder news that I've got. Battery builder news, QuantumScape out of San Jose, California. Folks, it's a 10-year-old company, just 10 years old. And we're sitting here in 2020, I believe. So back in 2010 is when they were born. QuantumScape, well, their value of their company today is $3.3 billion, with a B, billion. That's a good chunk of change. That's how much they're worth in a 10-year period. That tells you right there how long and how good and how, what they're making, because they're selling those batteries. Well, why I'm bringing this all up is because not only the battery, but they make long-range EV batteries. Now, I'm not going to spill any beans yet. But come September 22nd, I'm going to let you know what the heck is going on. Was QuantumScape part of Tesla? Is Tesla really buying QuantumScape batteries, maybe? Or is Tesla making their own batteries? Maybe you already know that. Oh, yeah. Come September 22nd, we're going to find out more. But why I'm bringing up QuantumScape is because you're kind of wondering and figuring out here, where am I going to go with the kind of a car I should buy, drive, mark? Should I keep buying what I have? Should I keep buying the diesel? Should I keep buying the gas? Well, that's a good question. Or should I just go to electric? And I've had this question time and time again in here at the Greasy Garage, and I keep answering it, and I keep helping people. That's what it's all about. It's about the application that you're using the car or truck for, see, folks. And so QuantumScape, how did they get to be a $3.3 billion company in 10 years? Two investors have helped. And with these two names, this is going to wake all of us up to the fact that maybe electric cars are here to stay. Do you have a computer? I bet you do. I bet you're on the computer. I bet you're listening on the computer at GCN Live right now, too. Well, I think you've heard of the name Bill Gates. Well, Bill Gates and Volkswagen have backed. See, they're the two investors behind QuantumScape out of San Jose, California, that's building these batteries. It's become a $3.3 billion business. Whoa. So Bill Gates believes in electric along with Volkswagen. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Oh, and tell you what, since we're on the electric word, why not? Here, before we go to the first break of Auto World, and you are listening to Auto World, good to have you along. I'm your host, Mark Evans, and it's always good to have you along. You can follow me on, of course, the Instagram, and I also have a Facebook account, of course. You can just look my name up, Mark Evans. I have a LinkedIn account, of course, the Facebook, and tune in. You can actually tune in and listen at any time on GCNLive.com and our great affiliates. But, yeah, Facebook me, Instagram me. I always put up a few things there and follow along, and there's a couple things that are quite unique that I just put up. Anyway, the battery word. Well, yeah, team up. Somebody's teaming up, and who are they? General Motors and Nikola. Yeah, not Nikola. Oh, I think that's over in Australia. No, that's a company that is building electric trucks. And when I come back, I'm going to release the name of the truck that General Motors and Nikola is going to put together and put it on the road for you. This is Auto World. I'm Mark Evans.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. You are over the road and you ain't looking. Where are you going? All you're doing is a yakety yak. Looking where you're at.
Yes, I am. I've been looking out this windscreen here for a couple, 2-3 years. Yes. Got bugs all over the thing. Woo! Gotta get the bugs cleaned off the windshield here. Alex, whew, my God, we got grease all over the place, but now we got bugs on the windshield. Hey, good to have you. Good to have you back, folks. What a gift to be here and have you along with me here at Auto World and broadcasting from the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, back in the Greasy Garage Studio. You never know when I'm going to go down the hall and be in a different studio. We were in the race car studio here not too long ago for the Indianapolis 500, but today we're here at the Greasy Garage Studio fixing your cars, giving you some brand new news that's happening with, of course, EV and batteries. Ford laying off some of our great folks there. And I've always, if you ever wondered, I've got some good friends at Ford, of Chevrolet, and also the FCA. Yeah, you might be asking what the FCA is. Chrysler, Fiat, yeah, Dodge, Ram. Yeah, it's the Chrysler side. I've got my very first car was a 1965 Dodge Coronet 440. Oh, yeah. Oh, two-door. Sometimes it had two tires on the back. Sometimes when I get on, I don't have any tires left. Anyway, well, that was the challenge for this week, folks, is what was your second car? Do you remember what your second car, what you had as a second car? Seems like everybody knows their first car, but I bet you don't know who your second car was. And if you do, give me a holler. Here at Auto World, our number, 855-660-4261. And the email is always hot and fresh at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Constantly fresh looking at that. This second hour, we're going to go and go into the email bag again. But also, we've got a lot of, oh yeah, what's up? Let's do it. What's up? Well, what is up with that Toyota Prius? I bet you have one. I bet some of you wish you did have one because they get great, great gas mileage, of course, hybrid and or electric. They keep a going. But what's up with the starter button? Have you ever noticed? If you own one, you probably use it, right? You have the key fob in your pocket or in the trunk. It's just in the car. You don't care where the key fob is, but it's got to be within, what, 30 feet of the car. Then you just get in, touch brake, push button. Starts up and off you go. You don't hear anything because it's all electric. And you're saying, oh, that's a pretty quiet car. Well, what's up with the starter button? I had a customer here the other day that loaned the car out to someone else, and it was a new car for them to drive. And that means that it was a loaner type car. Well, that person never been in a Toyota Prius, and so here's the gear shift there on the right side of the steering wheel, and they pushed the button to start the car, and it wouldn't start. And it wouldn't start, wouldn't start. Kept pushing the button, wouldn't start. Wouldn't, and that button's right above the gear shift lever. Well, just so happened, that's not the start button. That's the parking brake button. So when I say, what's up, Toyota? Why didn't you put the start button down by the right next to the shifter, above the shifter, instead of putting the start button 14 feet up the dash? Literally, that button is probably a good 12 inches up on the dash. So as a new driver sitting in there, and of course we all have different eye levels. That means that when this person sat in that driver's seat, that steering wheel horn, I call it the roundness of the steering wheel, might have been blocking the starter button. And as a new driver, you don't know where the starter button is. So you just have it parked, touch the brake, and you touch the button above the gear shift, expecting it to start. So there you go. Move the starter button, Toyota. Oh, yeah. Gotta share that with you. Hey, wait a minute now. What? Yeah, I said just hold up. Hold up. What's your favorite brand? Do you have a favorite brand? I bet you do. Each and every one of you do. Well, here's something that I like this brand, BMW. Yes, BMW. I was at their plant there in South Carolina, Spartanburg, and I got to go through that plant where they make the X models. Of course, when I was there, it was just the X5, and now it's, you know, the 8, the 7, the 5, the 3, the 2, and the 1. And I'm not exaggerating. They have that many of them, and I call the X1 the bite size. I saw one going down the road the other day. X1, just bite size, great little vehicle. Well, BMW does it again. Do you know what their slogan is? Well, we'll get to that here at the end of this, but this is kind of information that's kind of rocking my socks off. That's what I like, some horsepower. We've been talking about electric and stuff, but now we're talking about solid gasoline-powered BMW M8. Woo! A lot of you might have seen the M3 around with the little unique blue and white red stripes. Well, the M8 is out now. Beautiful, beautiful car. 10,000 perfectly placed stitches. Yes, in the upholstery. 10,000 of them. They care. This M8 is one of a kind, and it has not only 10,000 perfectly placed stitches in the unbelievable leather front and back, folks. But you like a good sound system? Listen to this. 16 speakers, 1,400. I said 1,400 watts of power coming out of that stereo system. Now, if your motor doesn't take you for a ride, I know that this stereo will take you for a ride. Ooh, yeah. I know that the X5 has got an awesome stereo and it's got a great boomer, but this thing blows it out of the water. 617 horsepower under the hood, and oh yeah, yeah, first guy. No, I already answered your questions. The lady here in the second row, go ahead. Oh, she wants to know how fast is it? 0 to 60. Good question. Good question. So the M8, that's right, with 617 horsepower under the hood, four door now, 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. Whew. It's the most powerful, this is from BMW, not me. It's the most powerful BMW ever. Hang on, Sloopy, huh? The ultimate driving machine is literally their slogan. I'm sure you folks at Scott One, you know that already. But, yeah, they did it.
Yeah!
Power, horsepower. I'd like to put that up against a Tesla and let the gentleman, the lady in the Tesla push the insane button. It is literally on the dash. Push it and see if it keeps up with the M8, or does the Tesla just walk all over it? I don't know. Hey, before the break, we were talking about a little bit about that team-up word. Well, General Motors and Nikola is teaming up. Now, Nikola is a company that builds electric cars and trucks. They're coming and knocking on Tesla's door, of course, coming down as a competitor, I guess you could call it. Well, General Motors has teamed up. They've got 11% stake now in the company Nikola, and they're going to go ahead and build an electric truck. An electric truck. Yes, and it's going to be called the Badger. That's a good name, I guess. I mean, I'm an outdoorsman. I like the mountains. The Badger fits right into that. I don't know about on the road, but anyway, they're going to build an electric truck together and call it the Badger. They're going to be saving, here's the number. They're going to be saving $4 billion on building these very, very unique batteries. Now, earlier I was talking about the Quantum's group, that company that's building batteries, and they're Bill Gates is behind them, of course, Volkswagen, but now General Motors and Nikola is building a different type of battery. So it's a win-win for General Motors, truthfully. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit about not only the interior of this bad boy, but I'm going to let you know what the JJ stands for. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World.
My phone was ringing again. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. Silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Even as movie theaters, gyms, and salons are opening, and some states are allowing indoor dining, daily life in the United States won't get back to normal until at least late 2021, when a vaccine for COVID-19 could be widely distributed, according to the nation's leading infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci. And despite the fact the president said we're turning the corner in a campaign speech yesterday, Fauci disagrees.
Well, I'm sorry, but I have to disagree with that, because if you look at statistics,
statistics. They are disturbing. When people will be spending more time indoors, and that's not good for a respiratory-borne virus, you don't want to start off already with a baseline that's so high.
A report published by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that adults who tested positive for COVID-19 were twice as likely to report having eaten at a restaurant indoors within the last 2 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Try to do a remote on the freeway.
Here we go.
Do Auto World. Yeah, here we go. On the freeway. Do a remote live. It would be a long cable going all the way back to the studio. That's some advantage of being in the Greasy Drive studio. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Thanks for joining us. Sitting here broadcasting from the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage studio. Good to have you along. I want to get to those two letters we were talking about earlier. JJ. Oh, yeah. Jimmy Johnson. Did you hear that news? Jimmy Johnson and Kenazi. They agreed to a two-year deal. I call him Kenazi. They got a two-year deal. What's the deal? He's going to become an IndyCar racer now. Going to climb out of the NASCAR and going to go into the IndyCar. So that... Remember when Danica? Remember Danica? Oh, yeah, Go Daddy Danica. She did that too, huh? Pulled out NASCAR and went to Indy. I think Jimmy Johnson will do just fine in IndyCar, but I thought I'd spit that out and let you folks know that if you didn't, I reported on his news that he was leaving NASCAR, but today's, we didn't know what was going on. Now he's going to IndyCar, so that's kind of different. It'd be fun to watch him. And I just watched, in fact, an IndyCar race that we're reporting on the third hour here. Some news on the Racing Car News. In the third hour, though, you don't get the second hour. Sorry about that. In order to get third hour, you got to go take the show and or GCNLive.com. And with that, I want to thank, of course, everybody here at Genesis Communications Network, Syndicated Network, to make Auto World happen so I can bring to you, it's a gift and it's Christmas every week to come to you and get behind the microphone and teach you and maybe help you with your car questions if your car's smelling or just doesn't sound right. Been under the automotive hood or the bonnet, as you might want to call it, for 45 years. Started doing car repair, and of course, right down to detailing them, washing them, buying them, selling them, pulling engines out, overhauling them, going to school to learn how to do all that. And along the way of the 45 years, I've learned from a lot of people like you, not only the owners of the companies, but the people that work for those owners, because that's what they do all day long. Is that so? Here on Auto World, in part of the menu of Auto World here at the restaurant, as I call it, we're always going to get special interviews, and I've got some coming up with one of our listeners asked if we could get emailed me and ask if I could get somebody that could talk about how to detail and clean and wash a car correctly. And you might not, and I am going to do that, by the way, get some of our friends on, and we're going to teach you how to keep them clean. That means a lot too. Absolutely. But first and most off, you're the star. I definitely want to listen to you tell me about your dog barking in the middle of the night because a car drove by. It's probably me with my cherry bombs.
Oh, yeah.
In order to get a hold here at the Auto World Plaza is 855-660-4261. I welcome your calls all through the 3 hours of Auto World. And I welcome your emails, of course, out through not only the live 3 hours of Auto World, but during the week. So you can email me if you'd like. Tell me if you want me to air it on the air live or just say no. And I will do what you ask. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. Always good to have you along. We're going to actually do another email here the second hour. But before we do that, we have to get to the recall. I always want to make sure that each and every one of you knows there's a lot of recalls out there, and they do get sent to me throughout the week, of course, being in the media, and I also get the service bulletins and recalls on the repair service side of the coin. So on one coin I have Auto World, and then the other coin I have the repair side. It's always going, so that's what it's all about. And I want to help you. So let's do the recall. And the recall, folks, if you got it, listen up here on the Kia Hyundai. Yes, the Kia and the Hyundai. They're the Sorento, the Optima. Uh-oh, what else? I think that's it. Yeah, that's a good sign. The Santa Fe's. So you got the years are 2013 all the way through to 2015. So you got 2 years. They're starting at 2013 to 2015. Sorento, Optima, and the Santa Fe's. Kia and Hyundai. They have a brake line issue. Now, brakes are pretty important, and the brake lines could leak, is what this recall is telling us. Could leak. And so we don't want to mess with the brakes. And that's why I want to highlight this and talk a little bit about that more so than ever, because, again, it's not only your family that you have in your car. You might be a single person. I don't want you getting hurt. And I definitely don't want you to, we take our brakes for granted. And the thing about that is when we take our brakes for granted, you're driving down the road and you just expect them to be there, the pedal to be hard, and when you go to hit the brake pedal, all of a sudden you don't have any brakes. So get in what to do with this recall. Go into the Kia Hyundai dealership and literally say, hey, I heard it here on Auto World. Got a recall out. I've got a 2013, 2014, 2015. I want the brake lines fixed. By the way, it's free. Free. It's free. Let's do it. Get those brakes fixed. Now, let's do it. Let's go over here and get to one of our charter members, another charter member of Auto World, Trey in Illinois. Welcome to Auto World. Good to have you along.
Yeah, nice to be here. Thank you, Mark. Love the show.
Thank you, Trey. Appreciate you being here, man. This is what it's all about, interactive.
Well, I got to work on one of my cars today, and I got a question for you. It's a 1984 Cadillac DeVille that has that little bitty 4.1 V8.
Okay.
And it has been setting for a long time. It was my dad's car. And I really thought it was locked up. The engine was locked up. But I was able to turn the bell housing on the front, Mark, with all the pulleys?
Oh, yeah. The harmonic balancer down there in the bottom?
Yeah. I was able to turn that, so I believe it's not locked up. But what my question is, on the starter, I can hear it make contact and act like the plunger or Bendix or whatever they call it goes out. But just because it's going out, does it mean it's turning as well?
Right. The Bendix, you're absolutely right. It has a clutch on that Bendix. So you have a starter motor, and that's where the 12-volt cable goes to, and that's an electric motor that ignites and spins that Bendix out, and the Bendix has a clutch on it. And if the Bendix goes out, Trey, and hits that those teeth on the flywheel, and of course, as we all know, it's pretty hard to turn a motor over, that clutch takes over and says, oh, I'm worn out. The clutch on the Bendix is worn out. It won't engage the teeth on the Bendix at the end of the Bendix to turn the flywheel. What's that sound like?
Okay.
What's that sound like when you hit it?
You can hear like a clunk. Well, it sounds like an electric, like it's under load. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like it is froze up. I mean, it really does sound that way. But
okay,
I've got the car up on stands, like, where I can take the starter off, and I figured that was my next plan of attack, but I just don't know.
Well, here's a simple thing to do. Now, I know you said you got down there with the harmonic bouncers in the front of the engine with the belts and everything. And that's you put a big socket on that big bolt down there and try to turn? Is that what you did?
Oh, it's a son
nightmare.
Of a gun. No, it's like a double deal, where it's too obvious to put a big, you know, like a cheater bar on it. It's got like a piece within a piece. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's got like a cover on it.
Yes.
So I did it with the rubber wrench. You know those, instead of a chain wrench, it's made out like a strap. Wrench? Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. Yes, we use those for taking big, huge truck oil filters off. Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't booger it up?
Yes, sir. Yep. Good idea.
Okay.
Now, here's what you could do to make your life simple. I mean, you already have it jacked up and in the air, though, for the starter check?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Yeah.
Ooh, I like that, Trey. So we're down. We're Auto World is literally down underneath the Cadillac right now and looking up at the starter. I love it. This is what we call live, Trey. I love it. Thank you. Now, don't let that thing fall down on your teeth.
No.
Hey, Trey, when we come back, can you hold through the break? I got some tips for you. We're going
to
take a little short break, and you and I and everybody else is going to go smell that starter and see if it smells like a Cadillac. We're going to be right back, folks, with Trey from Illinois. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World.
Who's going to tell you when?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com, and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
That you're in, we're ready to go. I hope you put some gas in the gas tank. Oh, yeah, you did. It's full. We're ready. Well, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Before we go back to Illinois, I got to shoot that trivia question out for some. Got this hood here. You know, remember, you can use it as a sled in the wintertime. Okay, I'll pay the shipping this time. The trivia question here on Auto World is, in what year did Henry Ford step down as head of Ford Motor Company? In what year did Henry Ford step down as head of Ford Motor Company? 855-660-4261. And don't forget that email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Let's go back to Illinois, where I was actually born, Peoria, Illinois, and talk to Trey. Trey, you still there with us? Underneath the Cadillac?
Here.
There you are. You're still laying underneath the Cadillac looking up, right, at that starter?
I was earlier, not so much now, but I'm out here by it.
Well, when you do that, you're supposed to take a pillow with you.
Yeah, I had cardboard. I even had my wife help me with it, Mark. Oh, it was
good.
A mess.
Hey, before we talk about Cadillac and get this bad boy fixed for you, your dad's Cadillac, will you share with the folks that beautiful car you sent me a photo of that's got the flames on it? What year is that?
Oh, Lordy. That's a 1953 Ford Crestline. It was in L.A. there was a club called the Duke's Car Club. The gentleman that created it, it was a Latino car club, he created it to keep the boys off the streets so they wouldn't get in trouble. And that was originally painted in 1984. And I'm so proud of that car. It's all flamed up, and I don't know, Mark, how many people would enjoy it, but I enjoy it, so I guess that's all that matters.
Absolutely, and it saved a young man's life just because of keeping it, cleaning it, fixing it, and getting the love affair, I guess, a car love affair. Yeah, and now you've got... It's awesome. Beautiful car.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. I don't think you'll find another one like it.
No, you're right. It's beautiful. Beautiful. How many years have you had it?
I've had it. I went all the way up to Green Bay, Wisconsin to get it from a guy.
And I've had it for probably 8 years, but I've only put like a couple thousand miles on it. It's a three on the tree, and it's got the straight six. It originally had a flathead. 53 was last year for the flathead. And but I've got a generator engine in it. It's a Ford industrial generator. I sell electrical material, and it was a 223, a 1954 223 Ford straight six, and you can have that thing in third gear at 20 miles an hour, and you never have to change gears. I mean, it's a torque monster, but it
just
doesn't
lug
have
along.
Any no. Yeah. Oh yeah, it's something else. I enjoy
little,
it, Mark.
Little bitty one barrel on it, of course.
Yes. Yeah. I have some hollies, glass bowl hollies that I'm going to put on there. And I've got a Folsom split manifold I'm going to put on it. And I'm going to airbag it. And I'm going to do it upright. It's going to be fun.
Oh yeah. That's a blast. I had back early days of 57 Chevy that had the 235-6 in it. And what I did, same thing you're talking, I put the dual one barrels on it. Offenhauser intake.
Yes,
and that changes the whole write up for you. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I got that rose tube gas. What is it? The hose, you know. But I'll probably only have one carburetor works. But when you open it up, all three of them will have gas in, probably.
Oh yeah, they turn into a vacuum cleaner and start sucking.
Yeah.
Well, this 84 Cadillac, I know those real well. Yeah. Is that a rose colored one? Trey, what color is it?
Oh, it's okay. My dad was a player back in the day, and it's a light yellow with yellow leather interior with a yellow Lando top.
Ooh, lemon yellow, huh?
Yes.
Did he wear yellow driving it?
Oh, he wore yellow, and he's got a I Love Dancing on the bumper sticker on the back. Yeah, he lived to be 91, Mark. He really enjoyed life.
That's awesome, and I got to salute him because he knew what brand to buy, too. That's a good brand. And here it is, still with you, you know. And we're going to get it running. Now, the one thing, Trey, is that if you pulled some spark plugs out of that baby, it'd just crank over real easy for you. I don't know if you thought
Seriously?
About that or not. Yeah.
I took all the plugs out, and I put some PB Buster in there, Mark, because I really thought it was locked up, you know, because it's been setting. And
sure.
I thought that would, like, you know, get a... I didn't put a lot in there, you know, like, I don't know, 3 seconds a squirt, 5 seconds a squirt, you know, in each one of them.
Okay.
I never gave that a thought.
Yeah. Well, what we want to do... Yeah, no problem. I mean, that's the thing about the older cars, you know, that it's a big engine, but boy, they gave you a lot of room to get in there and get plugs out, didn't they? I mean, there's plenty of room.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
So pull the plugs out. Now, let's stay away from the PB Blaster, though, when we do this. Trey, what we want to do, the PB Blaster's only good for rusty nuts and bolts that you can't get broke loose. I want you to do is squirt some automatic tranny fluid. Do you have an old oil? Buy an old oil can. Get an old oil can from the parts store.
They're I've got them. A little pump with a 5-inch spout on it.
Yeah. Now let's turn that 5-inch spout into a 3-foot spout by buying rubber vacuum hose and stuffing it over the end of the 5-inch spout on the oil can. Okay.
You bet.
Which you can cut that vacuum hose however long you want it to get on, reach all the way down to that cylinder, and you can stand outside the fender and squirt automatic tranny fluid, red blood tranny fluid, you know that stuff, and squirt about two, three of those squirts in each cylinder. Leave the plugs out and light that bad boy up for me. Crank her over. That will lube her. That, and if that starter with no spark plugs in there, zero compression. And if that starter, I'm not saying the starter's good or bad, but if it has any life at all in it, the starter, it will still crank that motor over. And you're going to use that starter to lubricate and send that tranny fluid through literally the pistons, the valves. The intake valve is going to suck. It will literally get some tranny fluid up into the stem of the valves, into the combustion chamber on the exhaust side. It's going to shoot some tranny fluid out the exhaust ports of the heads, but you know what? That's okay. It will absorb into the carbon that's been in there since 1984, and you'll crank the motor over and say, yes, this thing's cranking over. The starter's doing it. Then when you go put the plugs back in, and you go to crank it, and it goes, you know the starter's bad. So go get you a new starter. When you go get a new starter, get you a starter and solenoid package, you know, as one. Just don't buy a solenoid or just buy a starter motor. I want you to buy a starter motor and solenoid as one. And, of course, there's always a core fee. That means you got to give them back the old one. And if you want to keep the old one, then you just pay the core fee, you know, $10-$15, and you keep the old one to put in the trunk and save it because it's a 1984 Cadillac starter maybe, see? So with that, though, when you put that new starter in that thing, here's what I'm just going to warn you. That we did squirt some training fluid in the cylinders, and when that new starter cranks that bad boy up, it's going to fire up, and you're going to see some blue smoke trail like you're burning the rubber in the back of that Cadillac. It's going to belch out that smoke from that training fluid, and it's a good thing because at the same time, yes, it will burn up all that training fluid that we squirted in those cylinders, but at the same time, while you were putting the starter on, the training fluid was soaking into the carbon and it made it loose, and now you're literally, once it gets cleaned up and there's no smoke, just keep the RPMs up a little bit higher for me, and what you're going to be doing is blasting all the old carbon right out of that engine, and it'll run better than it ever did for your dad, actually, because I don't know if he ever, you know, back in the early 80s, we used to take a training with an engine that was had zero problems, but it's been, you know, 120,000 miles burning leaded gas. We used to just take that same can with that rubber vacuum hose and squirt training fluid down the throat of the carburetor while it was running, and it knocks all the carbon out without hurting anything. So let me know. Okay, I want to hear that Cadillac run, and then we don't have enough time now, but I'll share with you at another time and with everybody else too. Yeah, there's actually a computer in that and on that Cadillac, and I'm going to teach you, Trey, and with everybody else, how to push certain buttons on the dash to get codes out of that Cadillac.
Okay? Oh, wonderful!
And you're gonna do that one. Once we get that running, we're going to find out if there's any engine codes, computer codes on that Cadillac, and we're going to get your dad back. I want you to wear a yellow hat when you drive it again, okay? You got a yellow hat?
Yeah, I imagine I've got one of his left over or something.
Good, good. Well, Trey, thanks for joining us here. Yep, always a good thing to have you along. Appreciate it. Folks, that's how you do it. Thanks, Trey. Appreciate it. This is Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. I sure do want to say, first and foremost,
you've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.